who were innocent. God bless you. We are in the Bible this morning. If you have your Bible, stand with me. We are in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. We are glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let us stand together and read the word of God, please. Stand with me. We are grateful to God to be in the midst and give you another opportunity to minister unto you. I'm not worthy. I'm nothing but God's grace and mercy. Amen. Ephesians 2, 11 to 13. Are you there? Amen. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh. Look at that word, in time past, before, who are called on circumcision by which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. That at that time ye were with all Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That sounds like me. But now, somebody say, but now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for finding us. We thank you, Lord God, for saving us. All right, but oh Lord, we thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. Speak to us today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated for a while. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I want to preach to us on the team today, the benefits of being saved. Amen. I'm going to take my time and I pray that the Holy Ghost control everything. I don't want to jump over the pulpit. So take my time. Glad to be in the presence of the Lord. The benefits of being saved. Hallelujah. From the beginning, some 2,000 years ago, Christianity has claimed that it provides something that its believer have and not available in other religion. Okay? But one thing I want for you to know today, that religion is not Christianity. And Christianity is not religion. Religion can die, but Christianity survive all storm, all trouble, all chaos. Christianity from the day of John the Baptist suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. Those who try to destroy Christianity, they are dead and gone, and Christianity is still living on. It's a living organism. It cannot die, but religions dies. Christianity offers something that no religion can offer. That same thing is salvation, a new condition for believers that has been defined in a wide variety of ways. Hallelujah. Across the centuries and continents has grown. In other words, the more they suppress Christianity, the more it grows. The more you suppress us, you destroy us, the more we grow. Hallelujah. Look, what grows hefty and strong, that those things have been suppressed and persecuted. Hardship make you grow. Hardship does not destroy you. It makes you grow as a child of God. Hallelujah. Salvation is called getting saved. Way back in Africa, we sing a song and say, S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. No, you can't get to heaven without S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Shout it loud, loud and clear. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Salvation. Amen. So salvation means getting saved. Often referred to being born again through a spiritual birth. Hallelujah, somebody. I said, I want to take my time, but the Holy Ghost keep pinching me and say, just do something quick and move from here. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said, like a fire in my bones. So right now I'm sweating in my coat while you are cold. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. So the benefit being saved, we're going to give few. We got 20 some more benefits, or hundreds, but I just want to deal with later today. Maybe sometime we will try to do more. So we'll say part one, okay? So number one, the benefit of being saved. Number one, Ephesians 2, 8 and 18. We have access to God's grace. Access to God's grace. For by the grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. For through him we have both have access by one spirit unto the Father. And then Matthew 27 verse 50 and 51, the veil in the temple, the Bible says, when Jesus had cried again with a loud voice, ye of the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did what? Quick. And then the rock, I want to read, and the rocks were what? That means we got access to God. Everything that separated you and God have been removed. Are you with me, somebody? Now we can walk and pass by everything that have been an obstacle to for us to not get to God. We can approach the throne of grace at any time, any moment, anywhere. You can call on the name of God and God will work for you. Am I talking to somebody? You got access in the presence of the Lord. Where there is joy, there is peace, there is, oh my God, hold me, Holy Ghost. I got access. I don't have to go through protocol. I don't have to fill in the form before I see my master. I don't have to call and they tell me, say, we'll put you on hold. Oh, the chief is busy. The president is so busy. He got conversation going on. He's so busy in a meeting. But anytime when I walk to my God, I got my access. Hallelujah. You may have an access pass, but I walk anytime, especially in the midnight hour. He does not stumble and sleep. I just wake up and call and say, here I am. Hallelujah. You got access. You got access. You got access to God. The veil have been torn. The rock have been removed. There's nothing can stop you from getting to God. Only one thing can stop you. Only one thing can stop you from getting to God is yourself. No demon can stop you. No witch and weasel can stop you. No demon or spirit under the world can stop you from getting access to God, because you are saved. Give the Lord a hand of praise. I got access to God. No more veil. No more rocks. My enemies cannot stop me. My degree cannot stop me, somebody. Your bank account cannot stop you. I feed the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Number two, the benefit of being saved, we are reconciled to God. Reconciliation. In Romans 5:10, he said, he is reconciled to, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Have you reconciled the Lord? Or are you still an enemy to God? He called me to reconcile with him. I did not call him. I was walking. I was going on my own. He said, hey, son, come. We got to talk this thing. Come on the table. Let's talk. We are not enemies. What do you want for us to have our relationship again? Remember, our relationship was destroyed in the Garden of Eden. I want for us to reconcile. Hallelujah. Come, it's time for reconciliation. and I couldn't say anything. And he looked at the price. It was too high to reconcile us unto him. He said, you know what? You can die, but I will die for you. Hallelujah. Because I know the wishes of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to die in your place, my son, and then I'm going to redeem you, that you're going to be with me forever. We're going to reconcile. And the Bible says we are saved because of the death on the cross. Hallelujah. That's why we sang this song from the beginning. And I've been for the Lord. Amen. Where would I be? Hallelujah. Had I been for Jesus, die on the cross for you and I, there's going to be no reconciliation with God. Hallelujah. So that's one of the benefits. We are reconciled with God. We are no more the enemies of God, but we are reconciled with God. Number three, we get adopted unto the family of God as God's sons. Galatians 4:5. To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive adoption of sons. Amen. This is so sweet. This is so wonderful. I cannot explain it. I am adopted and placed in the family of God. Amen. When you're trying to adopt somebody as your own, you go through the court, right? Somebody help me. You go through the law. You have to sign documents. You got to prove that you are able to take care of the kids, right? Somebody. Hallelujah. You got to prove that you're able to protect and provide and clothe and host this kids, whatsoever it takes. They have to qualify you for whatsoever you present to them. Hallelujah. But you know what? God don't need all of that. Hallelujah. He has paid the price already. He adopted us. Now see what happened here. I'm from Africa. Somebody here from Japan or where you from, I don't know. Hallelujah. Some of you from America, you were born here. Some of you from Canada. Hallelujah. You never knew me. I don't know you. Hallelujah. But because you were adopted by God from the east, and I was adopted by God from the west. God brought us together. We are brother and sister. We are family. There is no Gentile. There is no Greek. There is no Jew. We are the sons of God. Different color, but one people. In the Holy Ghost. The very day I entered the church, I was not a stranger. 2013. Pastor Bully called me and said, come. And I came. We embraced one another. It was just a distance that kept us apart. But when the Holy Ghost meet another person that got the Holy Ghost, you feel the connection. Hallelujah. Sister Christine, you feel that you've been knowing the person for a long time. It happens when we went to Michigan, my wife and I. We want to go visit and we visit a church. And the bishop of the church, after service, I want to go greet him. To shake a hand. He said, I've been knowing you before. I've been seeing you. I said, sir, no, this is my first time here. But I know what? It's the Holy Ghost. He said, yes. Look, I've been seeing you. Because when you are adopted, we become one family. In the Lord. Your problem is my problem. Your sorrow is my sorrow. Hallelujah. Your good time is my good time. Hallelujah. Whatsoever is happening in your life, it's happening in my life too. That's why we pray for one another, because we are brothers and sisters in the Lord. Different mother, but the same father. You will not see me down on the street. You pass by me, we're all saying hi. You're not seeing Brother Jones. Oh, I know why you used to worry when I never had a place to stay with my family. I know why you used to cry when I never have a place for my family. I know why you put your place together to give us a place to stay when I never had a place for my family. Because we are brothers and sisters in the Lord. There's no division. We're adopted by God, by the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid it all. Whatsoever you pay in the court to get a child, Jesus has paid more to get you, to get me. We are adopted children of God. We are no more stranger. We are spiritual Israelites or Jews. You are a child of God. Let me tell you something. You are a child of God. When Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, The voice came from heaven and said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hallelujah. This is my beloved son. The day you got baptized in Jesus' name, there was a voice that was spoken over your life. This is my child. This is my daughter. This is my son. No matter what you are going through, remember you are a child of God. No matter what life I push against you, your back is against the world. You need to remember, I am a child of God. I am a child of God. In good times, I am a child of God. In bad times, I am a child of God. Nothing can change your identity. You are a child of God. Somebody knock yourself, say, I am a child of God. Or you need to say in the face of the devil, I am the child of God. I may fail the law sometimes, but does not make him to erase my name from the book of life. Your kids may disobey you. It does not mean they are no more your kids. Hallelujah. You spank them, you chastise them, but you still love them. Hallelujah. If God were chastening to correct us. Hallelujah. But I'm glad I'm a child of God. You know what, church? God can take a crooked stick and draw a straight line to put you back on stride because you are a child of God. That's why he provides for you every day. That's why he heals your body every day. That's why he watches over you day and night. I see that the Holy Ghost hold me, or else I'm going to be pushing. Just keep pushing and keep going. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, hold me a little bit. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. My father told me something before he passed. He was 85 years old. He said, you are not my kids. You have seven of us, seven. He said, you are not my kids. And we said, huh? You brought into the world. We live in the house with you. Because in Africa, we live with our parents until we start getting gray. No problem. We don't look for 18 and get out. We stay there. And you can't overgrow your father or your mother in Africa. I remember one time we were talking something. My father got mad. And I could see a hand raising to give me a slap at the age of 25. And I saw a hand and I said, no, my old man not going to slap me in my face. Anytime your parents can discipline you, whether you're 40, 50, or 60, if you bring nonsense to them, they make sense out of it and give you one slap. And there's no way you can call police. 911, we're not used to that thing. But in America, when you tell a kid, you hear that, then, hey, they say, I call 911, then you scared. Go to bed. I call 911. But I told my kids one time, I said, you know what? When you go out there, you are in America. Do the American things. But when you come in the house, you are in Africa. If you bring it to me, I will give it to you hot. I will spank you. I will discipline you. You can call 911 or 199. Whatsoever the 9 you can call, I'm more than a 9. Hallelujah, somebody. That's how our parents brought us. We never argue with our parents. We never said no to them. We never walk. While our parents are giving conversation, we never walk and pass by them all saying hi. If they're on the way, we have to bend down and say, mommy, daddy, excuse me, how you doing? But now our kids wake up in the morning, they look at you, they put their face one side, they're gone. You are providing for them. You are taking care of them. Everything. When they come from school, they throw their bow bell, they go upstairs or somewhere. Hey, come back here. Who paying the bills? You or me? Tell me something. Either you get in line or you get out. In line or out. Take one. And my finger already to the door. But I love the mother. You're not going to ruin me in this house. Either you do what I say, take the door. Amen. That's how little disciplined we are. Amen. But what I'm trying to say, if God, men can do that to correct their kids, how about God in heaven that so love us? Everything that comes against you means that you are fake God or you have done something wrong. Sometimes God just wants to put you in line. You have to allow the storm to blow. Dark cloud have to rise. Sometimes things have to happen to you for God to put you in line because you are the sons and daughters of God. Start complaining about every little thing that happened in your life. You got to learn how to smile through the storm and through the hard time and say, I am the child of God. My father will handle this. Stop worrying. Stop complaining. Just before we flip to another page, I heard a story way back in Africa. My late pastor that brought me up, you saw his photo one time. He told a story. He said, there was a boy in the plane, and the plane began to shake in the air. And the plane would dive left, and would go right, and would go down, and would go up. And the little boy was in the plane. And when the plane dive, go down, he said, woo! And when it go up, he said, yeah! When it go left, he said, oh, wow! While other was in fear and holding herself and praying that the little boy was there. Woo! That's wonderful. Yee! Woo! Oh, it's almost something. Oh, that's good. And somebody said, you late boy, we are worrying and crying for our life. We are in worry. We don't know. And you yet shouting and enjoying the ride. You say, yes, I enjoy the ride because the pilot is my father. I believe him. I trust in him. He's going to take care of me. That's what we need to do. When the glory gets tough, put a smile. Oh, when the bill gets so high, just put a smile. When the doctor said, you know it, but you just put a smile. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because we're adopted family of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're going to be soon be closing. Don't worry about that. Hallelujah. Number four, we become the children of God. In St. John 1:12. Now get that. He said, but as many are receiving, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that I believe on his name. That's how you become the sons of God. Hallelujah. God got to give you the power. You never came by yourself. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of God. God has to give you his power to what? To become the sons of God. The day you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, he gave you the power. You are among your sisters, your brethren, you are among millions of people, but God look among them and give you the power. Hallelujah. The power to break darkness over your life. The power to change your mind and say, what I'm doing, I'm going to do it no more. I have to turn around from the work of Satan, from the work of the darkness, and turn to the mother of light, unto Jesus Christ. That's called repentance. Amen. If God does not give you the power to repent, you will not repent. But God sees something inside of you. But as many as receiving, to then give his power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. Even to then I believe on his name. Hallelujah. It's not names. It's name. The Father is not a name. The Son is not a name. The Holy Ghost is not a name. There is a name that is above every other name. And that name is Jesus Christ. And Jesus made Jehovah save. Hallelujah. He saved me. Yes, he saved me. Because I believe in his name. There is salvation in the name. There is healing in the name. There is deliverance in the name. There is victory in the name. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody today. The name of Jesus is so powerful that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, God will condemn it. Because you're a child of God, you got a name of God upon your life. Your name is William D. Jesus Christ. I'm a child of God. When somebody adopt you or you become a child of God, or the children, they give you the last name. I don't know where I got that Johnson name from, but I'm an African man. So one time I interview online, they called me on the phone. Hey, are you William Johnson? I said, yes, I'm William D. Johnson. He said, can you come to the office for your employment? I said, yes. And when I enter the office, I said, what? Are you sure you're William D. Johnson? You from Africa? I said, yes. Well, you sure you're African? I said, yes. Have you seen an African name over? William D. Johnson before? And you want to hear what? African name that you cannot spell, you'll be spelled until they go to the night. You still calling the letters in the world. We got 100 letters in one name, and 200 in the middle name, and 500 in the last name. stay there. From whenever you are born again, you put on Christ, which means you put on the name of Jesus Christ. When the demons see you, when you are walking, they see nothing written on your face but Christ child, Jesus. Hallelujah. Number 5, you have peace with God. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're going to be closing soon. If you are waiting for United Nations to give you peace, you may say you got no peace. Because the peace of the world is fragile. It cannot last. The world cannot give you peace. Hallelujah. But God is able to give us peace through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, people wonder when the world around you turning upside down, but you still keeping calm, keeping your cool. You still walking, you still smiling, you still rejoicing in their eyes. But what wrong with this guy? We're all worried, but he's still laughing because I got peace. When they were downsizing in Africa, where I work, used to work in the port. Can you imagine you train and you got your family to feed? You get things to do. You have to pay your rent. And to get employment is very difficult in Africa. The poverty rate is so high that renowned people have become beggars on the street. And then the only hope you got a job that you have to sustain your family, they tell you, say, we're going to do downsizing. Put you on a job. And the whole port, everybody, you see them? You see them? People come to me, what are we going to do? I say, well, nothing. I don't know what to do. And this day, my director and the assistant director and the personnel, they were in the car. And I would do inspection. And I'm a smile on my face. Hey, you. Oh, okay, go. Woo-hoo. You clear to go? Next person. And then the director said to the assistant director, say, we're all in this place. We are worrying. But each time you see the guy got a smile on his face, he laughing, he joking, he just saw no sign that he concerned. And the assistant director turned to him and said, do you know him? He is a man of God. That man is a pastor. So nothing going to move him. Hallelujah. Everybody peace were in hard water. But my peace that I got through Jesus Christ was stable. Hallelujah. And I was saying, if God closed this door, he will open a bigger door. Hallelujah. The world cannot give you peace but Jesus Christ. So the day after the downsizing, my name never appeared. Before I went there to make sure, am I on the list to go? They said, oh, Reverend, move from here. Man, we'll get time for you. I said, okay. I went back to work. And I saw people weeping when they gave their letter. I'm sorry, you cannot be in the port anymore. And then, when I was leaving, finally, I put in my resignation. The same day I gave my paper in the office, that's the same day I got on the plane. And I said, goodbye, people. I'm going. Yeah, we'll make a U.S. dollar here. I used to make $340 or $80. They took out the taxes, and I left with $340. That was for still me and my family. But God said, you know what? I'm taking to the place where we got a money machine that make the U.S. dollar. You understand what I'm saying? He closed that job. He got me out of the port where we have to wait to let an import U.S. dollar. And he brought me to a place where they have the machine. Sister Christy, I don't have to worry about somebody cutting or chishing my money into local currency. It comes in U.S. bucks. Straight into my checking. I don't have to stand online. I don't have to sign for pay and thing. I sleep in the night and I wake up, I check my online banking. Woohoo! Hallelujah. When God gave you peace, he gave you everlasting peace. When God gave you peace, he gave you peace that passes all understanding. I want for you to know today, only in Jesus Christ, you can get peace. There's nowhere else can give you peace. Hallelujah. I'm going to close on this. Number 6. In Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning. This joy that you have, the world did not give it to you, and the world cannot take it away from you. It's a joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory. I'm talking to somebody. I got joy. I got joy. Weeping may endure for the night, but there's joy coming in the morning. As I speak to you today, some of you are going through your night hour. It is tough and it's rough. Hallelujah. But keep holding on. Keep trusting God. Your joy is coming. I said joy is coming in the morning. This joy, the devil cannot take it away. The joy, the world cannot take it away. I'm talking to somebody. This is your benefit. He walked with me. He talked with me. He said, I am his own. Hallelujah. I say he walked with me. He talked with me. He said, I am his own. I got joy. I got joy. I got joy. Unspeakable joy. Feel the glory. Hallelujah. The devil cannot stop me from shouting hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 because I got joy. Somebody stand with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Joy in my soul, joy in my bones, joy in my head. Hallelujah. I still got my joy. Hallelujah. I may thank God sometime, but I say God my joy. Hallelujah. I may not have enough to take care of myself and my family, but I still got joy. Hallelujah. Weeping may do it for the night, but joy coming in the morning. Somebody, that night is darker. Hallelujah. But hold on. Your joy is coming. Hallelujah. The doctor has described your night. Hallelujah. Your neighbor has described your night. Hallelujah. Your situation you are in today, that you cannot find your way out, it's a night unto you. But hold on. Hallelujah. The daylight is coming, and your joy is going to come back. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Just keep holding on. Your joy, your joy, your joy is about to return. It's about to return. You earn it. It belongs to you. That's your benefit as a child of God. Joy. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Give the Lord a hand of praise. If you feel your joy is coming back, if you lose your joy because of a certain situation or circumstances, you can feel it coming back right now. If you will continue to clap your hand and shout it, hallelujah. I see your joy coming back. I see your joy coming back. I see your joy. Joy in the morning. Joy in the noontime. Joy in the nighttime. Joy, joy, joy. I got joy. I got joy. Jesus gave me joy. It's a lasting joy. Jesus gave me joy. It's joy, 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 joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy. No matter what the situation is, I got joy. Joy, 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 joy. Somebody, you got joy. You got it already. You got joy in the Holy Ghost. You got joy in the name of Jesus. You got joy, unspeakable joy. Don't let nothing worry you. Don't let nothing make you to quit. Don't let nothing make you to give up. Cause somebody, you got joy. Hallelujah. Now lift for your hand right now. Now begin to pray. Begin to pray. I need my joy back. I need my joy back.
name my joy. Have mercy, Lord, and give me my joy back. I have failed you, Lord. Give me my joy back. Oh, I have disappointed you, Lord. Give me my joy back. I need my joy. I need my joy. In time of these, we need the Bible. In time of these, we need Jesus. In time of these, we need our joy back. We need our joy. Oh, somebody pray. It's gonna get tough. It's gonna get crazy. The whole world gonna turn upside down. But I need my joy. If I got my joy, it is all right. I got joy. It is all right. I got joy. It is all right. Hallelujah. The world did not give it to me, and the world cannot take it away. The world did not give it to you. The world cannot take it away. Somebody pray a little more. Pray a little more.
Unspeakable and full of glory and
hallelujah.
Has never yet been told.
Come on now.
For it is joy unspeakable.
I see somebody walking to the altar and claiming the joy one more time. And claiming the peace one more time. And claiming the place in the Lord. Come walk into the altar right now. Come walk into the altar. Hallelujah. Oh my God.
Has never yet been told.
Somebody.
I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. For it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. But I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. Well, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. For it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told.
Everybody begin to pray. Begin to pray. You say, anything you ask in my name, I will do it. I need back my benefit, oh God. I know I fear you. I know I disappointed you. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Somebody pray. Have mercy, restore my strength. Have mercy, Lord, and cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me, oh God. Create in me, Lord, a clean heart, oh Lord, and renew the right spirit within me, oh God. Lord, I'm calling on you, Lord, restore my joy, restore my strength, restore my peace, oh God. Give me back my portion to keep me walking on. Oh, hallelujah. I prayed a little more.
He is able to revive your soul again. He is able to put you back on track again. He is able to put a new song in your mouth. He is able to put his words in your heart again. Oh, you are saved. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Pray a little more. Pray a little more. Hallelujah. Okay. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Is there some of the benefits? By God's grace, we'll get an opportunity to come and preach again. We'll give you part two of the benefit. And some of you don't know what you have in the bank or in the treasure in heaven. You don't know until you read your Bible. Until you regain your code and open your assets and look in your account in heaven. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You got stuff in there that you don't even know. But you need to visit your account in heaven. And begin to take some of those things. Hallelujah. So we're going to be giving you part two. And whenever we get an opportunity to come again. I want to say God bless you for coming. Our sister, come again to meet Pastor. I'm going to say Makela again. Killa. Oh, man. The Makela just in my mind. Okay. Thank God to see our own brother there. God bless you. Yeah, amen. Thank God to see our mom again, everybody that made it today. God bless you. Pastor will be here next Sunday, right? And this coming Wednesday will be Bible studies. Brother Carol going to be here. Woohoo! Give a lot of hand of praise for him. Amen. Amen. Pray for me because I'll be going to the funeral service. Amen. There's somebody that came in the exit. You know, every day people come, every day people are leaving. When your number comes off, you have to go. You can tell God, say, wait, let me pack my my luggages and things. Let me say my tip, goodbye to my wife or my husband. He said, come, you got to go. So there's a man, he passed, and we were friendly, we used to laugh. So I'll be going to a funeral service on Wednesday, okay? From there, I have to go to work. Oh, man, my goodness. From there, I need to go home and sleep. Right. Amen. Oh, bless God. Her poor wife. She's there. She's just crying and crying. And I know pretty soon, because they are very old, okay, pretty soon she's going to fight her husband. But we just want to be there. Other time they will say to me, when are we going to Africa? I said, when you start walking from your wheelchair. And we'll make fun. And we'll just laugh. I want to say God bless you. Thank God for every one of you. Let us just pray and give a dismissal prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we leave from here, not leaving from your presence, you go along with us, O God. Walk with us, talk with us, hold our hands. Cross all, O God, you be the driver of every car, Lord. Protect us, keep it under your blood. Lord, continue to put a smile on our faces, answer our prayer, heals our body. Bless our going out and our coming in, our down sitting up, rising there, Shankana glories rest upon us as we go through this week. To you be the glory, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming.